Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Sir Thomas Wyatt. Okay, Sir Thomas Wyatt. Or Wyatt ki spelling kya hai? W-Y-A-T-T. Now his dates are from 1503 to 1542. Now Sir Thomas Wyatt was a poet and he is particularly famous for introducing three things. One, Italian sonnet. Second, terza rhyme verse. And third is French rondeo. Introducing all of these three things into the English language. Okay? Italian sonnet, terza rhyme verse form that he introduced, and also the French rondeo. Now what all of these three are, I'll describe in a minute. Okay? But from an exam point of view, these three are extremely important. Along with this, he's also famous for the poems that he wrote, which were collectively published under the title of Totals Miscellany. Okay, Totals Miscellany in the year 1557. Now, Totals Miscellany is the title of an anthology of poems, okay, songs and sonnets, in which Sir Thomas Wyatt contributed, and also the Earl of Surrey, which was Henry Howard, he also contributed. And this is one more reason why Sir Thomas Wyatt is famous. Okay? Now also keep in mind that during his career, okay, Sir Thomas Wyatt served a number of diplomatic missions and he was knighted also in 1537. And what is the meaning of being knighted? Being knighted means having the prefix Sir added to their name. Okay? Sir Thomas Wyatt. Okay? For instance, in English literature, we also read about many Indian authors. For example, Sir V.S. Naipaul. Okay? So, ye jo Sir word hai, prefix jo hai, when this gets added to somebody's name, it is called being knighted. K-N-I-G-H-T-E-D. Okay? Now, along with the poems that he contributed in Totals Miscellany, Sir Thomas Wyatt also wrote one more important work called Certain Psalms Drawn into English Meter. ठीक है, Certain Psalms. Psalm क्या होता है? P-S-A-L-M-E-S. Certain Psalms Drawn into English Meter. एक तो ये है. This was published in 1549. And as I told you, Totals Miscellany, which was published in 1557. After that, let me tell you what is terza rhyme form and the French rondeo. ठीक है, और Italian sonnet तो आप जानते ही होंगे. But just to refresh your memory, Italian sonnet क्या होता है? या sonnet क्या होता है? It is a poem of 14 lines. It is generally divided into two parts. One we call the octet, which has 8 lines, and the other part is called sestet, which has 6 lines. ठीक है? उसके बाद terza rhyme verse form. ये क्या होता है? Terza rhyme क्या होता है? See, terza rhyme is a Italian verse form, and it consists of stanzas that are of 3 lines. उसे terset कहते हैं. So the stanzas are of just 3 lines. There can be plenty of stanzas. And a very famous example in literature is the famous work Divine Comedy. Okay, Divine Comedy written by Dante. Now Dante was the first to use terza rhyme for a long poem. And who was Dante? Dante was an Italian writer. Okay? So terza rhyme was introduced by Sir Thomas Wyatt in English. Okay, he is the one who brought it to England, and because of him, it was introduced in English poetry. After that, what is the French rondeo? R-O-N-D-E-A-U. Rondeo kya hota hai? As a definition, rondeo is a octasyllabic poem. Okay, octasyllabic poem consisting of lines between 10 to 15. 10 se 15 lines hote hain, and 3 stanzas are there. Okay, octasyllabic poem consisting of between 10 to 15 lines and 3 stanzas. Now this has originated from France, and in English poetry we can cite the example of the famous work by Geoffrey Chaucer, The Parliament of Fowls. Usme jo closing kuch paragraphs hain, the last 3 paragraphs, so the last 3 stanzas, that is a good example of a rondeo, 13 line rondeo. Okay? But also keep in mind that the entire work Parliament of Fowls is not written just by using rondeo. Jo aakhri ke 3 stanzas hain, they are a good example of a rondeo. Okay? And you know, the last 3 stanzas begin with, now welcome summer with thy sum soft. Okay? And it goes on. Okay? These are the beginning of the third last stanza. Now welcome summer with thy sum soft. And so on. So just remember that the Italian sonnet, terza rhyme verse form, as well as the French rondeo was introduced into English literature by Sir Thomas Wyatt. Okay? So exam ke point of view se aapko ye sab pata hona chahiye. Along with this, as I told you, the important works of Sir Thomas Wyatt, in particular, the poems that he contributed in the Totals Miscellany. ठीक है, अलॉन्ग विद दैट जो मैंने बताया आपको, सर्टन साल्म्स ड्रॉन इनटू इंग्लिश मीटर, ठीक है, ये टाइटल है. ठीक है, सो जस्ट रिमेंबर दीज.